Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. Welcome. If this is your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We're so glad to have you here. And if you've been here before and you're returning, welcome back. You are wise. We are so glad to have you here. This is a new season, a brand new season, a new opportunity, and we're just glad about it. And just want to give you a little bit of information before we get started here. Let you know what you can expect whenever you come to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. You can always expect a word of encouragement because that's what we do. We are encouragers here. It is our lane. So whenever you want or desire or need a word of encouragement, please come here to this podcast and let me tell you what we expect from you. We expect you to share knowledge of the podcast. Let people know we're here. Help them find the podcast. Tell them what you found outstanding about the podcast. And then, of course, because we are about higher quality of life here, if you have something you'd like to share with us, because it'll improve our quality of life, because you believe that it has worked for you, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. So if you email us, we'll be glad to receive whatever your comments are. Because when we hear from you, it encourages us. We need to be encouraged as well. Just a little bit more information. What we share with you, here we believe in God. We know that everyone doesn't. Everyone has free will of choice. And that's our God-given right. Here we believe in God. And I tell you what I have found. It excites me more and more as I get to know God better and better. I found believing in God really does work for me. So everything that we share here with you to encourage you, we want you to know that it is founded on the Word of God. We believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We read the Word of God daily, so we want to share a tool that we have with you that we believe will be helpful to you, because we believe everyone should read the Word of God for themselves. We visit a website called BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that website, what you will find there is that there are a number of translations of the Bible that you can read. And some now they have that are audible, and they'll read the Bible to you. If reading is not your strong suit, you can just go there and pick the ones either you want to read or pick from the ones that will read to you and enjoy. Listen to the Word of God, because we base everything we do here on the written Word of God. What we've read in Scripture, we base everything that way. We acknowledge God on a daily basis. He promised us in his word that if we acknowledge him, first of all, he wants us to trust in him. Trust in him with all of our heart. Acknowledge him in all of our ways. And he promised he would direct our paths. And we have found in his word, which we believe to be true, we accept it, that God cannot lie. And that's enough for me. I'm experiencing, I must share with you, even though this is a new season, I am walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. And a lot of these experiences that I'm sharing, these are things that, you know, God has shown me and allowed me to live through. And I live from victory. I live from the highest quality of life. So everything I share with you here, I'm not just telling you something that someone told me. I'm telling you what I've experienced, what I have lived through, what I have found in the Word of God and stood on, and God has proved to me. So, I know you're saying that the salutations are getting a little longer. And yes, they are. Because I can't get everything. I can't tell you everything in just one episode. But I encourage you to go to the library of this podcast. Read the library, what's there. Read the descriptions. They're not very long. Pick the ones that reach out or speak to you and enjoy them. That's what they're here for. And because we want to encourage you. And we know you're starting a new season, and everybody usually when starting a new season, they want to start off better. And they, you know, make commitments to themselves at this time. This is a time of year when you find a lot of people making new commitments to themselves. So we just want you to enjoy it. And what we believe that we are supposed to do this week to share with you, we believe we've been instructed to share with you that in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. The fullness of joy. And we know we're starting a new season, and we want you to understand how if you would allow God into your life, just begin to entertain. If you go to the library of this podcast and you'll see a number of things that we've shared that the Lord has instructed us to share because God is concerned about you. We want you to know that. He wants to show you, us, the higher path of life, how we can live life in the fullness of joy because we all live in His presence. We do. Everything belongs to God. He's the creator of life. He's Elohim. God has many names that people call Him about. And, you know, based on what they're taught and where they start, He has many names. One of His names is Elohim, which lets us know that He is the creator. Everything belongs to Him. He started time. He's the possessor of life. He formed man from the dust of the ground, the natural elements, and breathed the breath of life, His life, into us. That's the God part that lives in us. When you breathe, and that breath is essential. He is the only one. He allows us to come into this earth, and when He calls that breath back goes back to where it originated. It goes back to God. That's the God part of Him in us, in each of us. And what He wants us to do is acknowledge Him in all of our ways and trust Him, and He'll direct us. He'll show us how to walk through this experience. We're a spirit. Hallelujah. We're having a human experience here in this earth realm. And He wants us to show us how to live it in the fullness of joy. He wants to show us, teach us, lead us in the path of life so that we can have the pleasures evermore, so that we can experience the fullness of His joy, the fullness, complete joy, no matter what the circumstances are. You'll know that you're loved. You'll know that someone cares for you. You'll know that someone cared enough for you. When we talk about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the death was, if you think about it, He is the only one. If you search various scriptures, things that you're taught, that tells you He sacrificed His life for you. He laid His life down for us that we might live. And He wants us to experience that fullness of joy. He wants to show us how to experience what He laid His life down for, what paths that we can take. He wants to counsel us, to lead and to guide us into all truth, namely the truth of His word, so that we'll no longer live in bondage, no longer live in fear, no longer live in lack. I have to explain that in practicing His presence, and I do it now more than I used to, because as I mature, as I walk through these years, through these different seasons and times in my life, I need to know what I can depend on. And you'll come to that point when you're gifted with the ability to live a long life like I am being gifted to live. I know I'm going to live a long time. I've had, just over this past season, some very close people that I knew that I had been knowing like for over 5 decades, some of them 6 decades, some of them right along there with me, seven decades, have been knowing them, and they have left this realm. And you know what? It's okay. Because I did what I was supposed to when they were here. I explained to them what I knew when they were here, what I knew about the Lord, what I knew about living in the fullness of his joy. And now I'm experiencing that for myself. And I'm grateful because I can still come and share this with you. And if you can hear me, I'm here to help you understand better how to experience and live in God's presence and experience the fullness of joy. The fullness of joy. I know people, many people that I know, I've been knowing for years. Some that listen to this podcast know that I prayed with them all night long. We've prayed all night in some situations. I mean, you know, start when it's dark outside and stay up all night until we see the sun come up in the morning. We have prayed. And we know because we believe God. And over that, I tell you, I have not wasted 1 minute. Not 1 minute. It's all benefited me. I'm having pleasures evermore. I'm experiencing the fullness of joy. I have learned how faithful God is. I know he'll never abandon me. I know he'll never leave me or forsake me. I know that his counsel is here for me. I know that I can acknowledge him as he said in his word in all my ways, and he does direct my paths. I tell you what, Lord say the same, which I'm sure he will. I'm going to be viewing a dear sister friend of mine who I have known since I was 19 years old. I'm going to go and view her out of respect. But you know what? When I come away from that viewing, I'm going on to live my life. Because one thing that I have learned, hallelujah, from viewing those, some people I've only met at the viewing, might have been seeing them the first time at the viewing, I have learned that life is a gift, a wonderful gift, and I can experience it. The Lord will show me how to proceed. The boundaries of the Lord, living my life in the presence of the Lord and experiencing his joy, I have found myself in pleasant places. I have found myself in peaceful and still find myself in shalom, peaceful circumstances and periods and seasons. And if you go to this podcast library, just listen to the one that speaks on shalom peace, and I'll tell you all about it, how beautiful shalom peace is, how beautiful, how complete shalom peace is, how shalom peace provides everything you need, nothing lacking. It'll tell you and help you understand, if you continue to listen to this podcast, what well-being is, and you'll know how to expect well-being. When you do the one thing that's necessary, and if you listen to some of the segments of this podcast, you'll find there is only one thing necessary. And when you've done that one thing, and that is allow the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, begin to seek his face. Do you know we can look the Lord Jesus Christ in the face now and live? In the Old Testament, you'll find I don't give you specific scriptures in this podcast, but I do a radio broadcast called Grace Multiply, Let Go, Let God. If you want to find certain scriptures, you can listen to those too. It'll give you the exact scriptures, or you could just email me. I've given you the email address. I'll be glad to share any scriptures that I have, because I base everything I share with you on scripture. You'll find out what well-being is, what good success is. You know, there's more than one kind of success. Yes, money, yeah, you know, that can contribute to your good success. But there's different kinds of success. Because I know you've seen some folks who've had money, and money, you know, literally destroys them. Because they serve money and they don't understand what it means by having money serve them as opposed to them serving money. If you read the scripture, you find the Lord tells us that our life, our quality of our life, period, is not found in the abundance of things, but life is found, he said in his word, by every word that proceeds out of his mouth. That's where life is. He says his words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. So if you got something, if you find yourself coming short in particular areas, if you stay in the word of God and keep studying the word of God, you can find a word on what your situation is, and it can walk you from that place. Just go to the library of this podcast, read the description boxes, listen to the ones that reach out to you. And you'll find out how to live in joy, how to live in good success, how to live in total and complete well-being. You'll find out how to have desires, your cause of delight, how to live blissfully, completely happy, in absolute good success. That comes from the Lord. That's what happens when you're living in the fullness of joy. You're living in the completeness of God, Abba Father God, who loves you, the Lord Jesus Christ, who laid his life down for you. He says in another place, when we come to Jesus and live in Jesus, we don't lack anything. We're complete in him. You'll learn how to live that fullness of joy that the scripture talks about, how to live in that entirety, that absoluteness. You'll learn that, how to live whole. And you know what? Even if there is something that comes that represents itself as hurt, the Lord will heal you from that and bring you up from that hurt. So you'll be able to live through circumstances, situations that others find themselves trapped and caught up in. You'll be able to just skip right on or around that because you're living in the presence of the Lord. You're acknowledging his presence. You'll learn how to do that. You'll learn how to seek him in your night seasons. When you don't understand what's going on, you'll learn how to go to the Lord first. And you'll learn that you can wait on him to give you an answer. You can. He'll direct and guide you and hold your reins in your night seasons. Because in this space of time, you're going to find that there are going to be some night seasons when you don't understand everything that's happening. When you're looking out and seeing everything that's going on in the world, hallelujah. Although we're here in the world, we're not of the world, you know. The world can't really, you know, guide itself or lead itself. You could look and see in the United States what's just been going on. If you look at the dates on this particular episode, you know what's been going on in our government in just the last week or so. You can't get yourself all caught up in that and let that worry you. Because, you know, everything belongs to God. And he has a plan. We just want to know how to acknowledge him, have access to the plan, how to live and receive the benefits that he loads us with daily so that we can live in the fullness of joy, in the fullness of well-being, in the fullness of good success, in the fullness of good desires, which cause delight and bliss, in the fullness of being sound in our mind, in our body, in our spirit, knowing that God has our back. And no matter what lies are told, you know, we know who the author of the lies are, who is the father of lies. And we don't have to put up with that because we live in the presence of the Lord, the fullness of joy. He shows us the path of life, which way we should take so that we can have pleasures evermore. We know that. He will never leave us or abandon us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. He guides us. We could trust him in the night seasons when we don't understand. Because he is our portion. All of our needs are met. Come over here. Learn about who the Lord is. I want to hear from you. God bless.